Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
How do you read the Scriptures? Do you interpret the Scriptures by your own interpretation, or are you open to let the Holy Spirit make alive the Scriptures? Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and today the family discusses how we should approach the reading of the Scriptures so that the Holy Spirit can reveal Christ to us every day.
I say Christianity as a whole has gotten away from trusting the leading of the Holy Spirit in the manner that's described there in the Scriptures. They're leaning heavier on doctrine. They're leaning heavier on interpretation and not revelation. And because interpretation for every church, for even for everyone sitting in a chair, you can have a different interpretation because each person's human mind assesses and decides what that particular passage of Scripture is to mean. And the Holy Spirit does just the opposite. The Holy Spirit speaks one word to everybody. It's available out there 24/7.
Right.
And it's up to us to use our spirit and open up and receive that same word that is coming by the Holy Spirit. I can give you a working example of that. And that's every denominational wall is built upon the individual revelation of a certain man or a group of men, and they've walled each other out. It's when you see the Holy Spirit speaking that you see these large crowds coming together because it's one Spirit leading one people in one direction. There was a large revival in Brazil a couple years ago, mainly among the youth. I know I heard 3 million, but I think that was just the first day. And we see it happening. Large crowds of people coming together and looking to the Lord for a word, an appearance, a direction. There's a cry in people's hearts that's bringing them together. Our prayer is, Holy Spirit, lead them. Holy Spirit, speak to them. We're all listening, ready to hear.
The breaking down of resistance, walls, is the beginning of opening up and hearing from the Holy Spirit. You have to have a hunger in your heart for more of God. If you're satisfied with your doctrines, with what you believe, the way you believe it, you're just going to stop. But there has to be a hunger and an openness to reach in and believe that the Holy Spirit can speak to you. If you have a heart that's open and you're prayerfully reading the Word without putting your mind in the way, and you're asking the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of what you're reading, it comes alive. It's not a dead doctrine.
Right.
People quit reading the Scriptures because they get bored, because they're putting their mind in the way, or they're letting other people tell them what the Scriptures mean.
You know, I want to come in here a minute and just mention that the foundation of where those doctrines came from was right and led of the Lord. But they took it and they stopped. I just keep going back to Hebrews 3 and 4, and several times it says, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. The difficult thing is when you take a directive or a revelation from the Lord, and then you build doctrines to that, then you quit hearing what the Lord is speaking. It's a sad state of affairs. Again, they're not wrong.
Right.
God doesn't stop teaching. It's like You don't stop teaching your child when he turns 5 years old. That's the essence. What they do is the kid grows up to a certain point and then, oh, you're old enough to be an adult now, son. You're on your own. It's like, no. It's a daily relationship with him. I loose the spirits of people to come alive and a drive to want to get to know who the Father is, who Jesus really is, who the Holy Spirit is to teach us who they are.
Right.
Many of us can point to that day when we first recognized the filling of the Holy Spirit. That really goes along, I think, Alan, with what you're saying, because God is moving so much quicker today than he was 400, 500, 600 years ago. Mm-hmm. They would take a revelation of, like Martin Luther, and he built a whole denomination around that. What's happening now is God is moving much quicker.
Yes.
What we might have an experience, and it might be weeks or months before there's another experience, God's not satisfied with that anymore. He wants to have an experience with you every day.
Yeah.
That's the drive of his heart. Along with the filling of his Spirit in you, he's placing that drive in your spirit. All you have to do is open up to your heart what he's placed in your spirit, mm-hmm. and say, wow, I didn't know that was there. You give in to the creation that God has placed within you. And that frees up a flow between you and him. It creates the final step in creation is creating you into his likeness. You receive it, and you put it to work. You don't carry it around. And I know as a little kid in Sunday school, we all had that thing on, hide it under a bushel. We had our play, and we took a candle, and we hid it under a bushel, and fire marshal would never let that happen now. We were so happy when we took off that bushel and the candle was lit and everybody cheered. And it's like that every day if we're open to God and open to his Holy Spirit.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.